Well, good morning. It's Monday, August the 3rd. Can't believe we're in August already. And at the time of recording, we have still three services. The 11 o'clock service is almost full, given the limitations that we have, and we will have plans soon about maybe adding another service if the demand increases. So far, our attendance is about 20% of what we would normally get on the Lord's Day. So we still have a long way to go, and we value your prayers. We have plans for Sunday school to begin, at least some of the classes to begin. The problematic ones will be the small children, but we are working and thinking through what can be done, and maybe some of it will be off campus. We're still trying to plan something. Our hearts are especially heavy for parents of little children right now. This has been a very difficult season, and we are thinking about you and praying for you, and we would love for you to reach out to us and maybe suggest some things that we can do. So we're looking at the Psalms together, and today we are in Psalm 38. And Psalm 38 begins, "O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath." And you would perhaps turn the page and go to Psalm 39, thinking that this is a heavy sort of psalm. And it is heavy. It's one of the seven penitential psalms. Seven psalms have been identified as having as its theme the notion of penitence, confessing sin, experiencing guilt for breaking God's law, and experiencing the joy of forgiveness. So this psalm walks through all of those things. It talks about guilt, and it talks about disease, interestingly, and it talks about estrangement because of disease. He's at home, he's not with his friends, and it's an experience of loneliness and frustration. You can almost sense a sort of victim mentality as you read this psalm, and there's a lot of wrestling within himself and with his circumstances. But then in verse 15 it changes, and the sun comes out, and it says, "But for you, O Lord, do I wait." That theme that you find so often in the Psalms of waiting patiently on the Lord. Instead of looking at himself, instead of looking at the circumstances, he's looking to the Lord. "It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer." Notice the source of his comfort, that God, the Lord, it's the name Yahweh, is my God, my Lord, in covenant, saving, redemptive relationship. And you see in the closing verses, "For I said, only let them not rejoice over me who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. Do not forsake me, O Lord my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord my salvation." So, one commentator calls Psalm 38 the outcast. And, well, maybe that's how you feel in this season. You're at home because of this pandemic. Everything has been turned upside down. You miss your friends. You miss your church friends. You are prone to look at yourself, and you're prone to look within, and prone to emphasize the circumstances. But what you need to do is to do what the psalmist does, to look up and look to the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. Well, the Lord bless you today.